Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local man was recently in Colorado Springs to work with Olympic athletes. What was it like, and what does it mean for his patients here at home? Let's go in depth with Gene Schmitz, rehab director and athletic trainer at the Pella Regional Health Center. So, Gene, you just got back from the Olympic Training Center. How was that?
It was a lot of fun. Saw a lot of different things with covering different sports. Like here, I'm used to basketball and wrestling and football, and all of a sudden there's pentathlon athletes and fencing and different things that we're just not used to seeing here.
And what do you do there?
A lot of what we're doing is supporting the sports medicine staff. So as a physical therapist and athletic trainer, I might be at wrestling practice, covering the practice for injuries that might come up. Athletes come into the clinic for their treatments. So, you know, similar to what we would do here, they have an appointment, they come in, we work on their shoulder, we work on their back, and have the next appointment and do that all day.
And how many years have you been doing this?
This is the fourth time that I've been out there. I was out there a couple times in the 90s, and then 2 years ago I was out there, and then just got back this last week.
Is this something a lot of physical therapists want to do? Is there a short list, or is it?
It's a long list, and there's a long waiting list to get on. The volunteer team is usually physical therapists, athletic trainers. They have a sports medicine physician, and chiropractors are usually the four disciplines, and massage therapists, five disciplines that will rotate through on a volunteer basis.
And so this last group of athletes was, I mean, were they people that were from the last Olympics, people training for future Olympics? Who were they?
It was a little of both. There are resident athletes that live there, so there's kind of dormitory in apartments on site. So some of those athletes live there as long as they're qualifying on the team. There's a lot of athletes that kind of come through on camps, per se. They might not be on the national team. There are also athletes who don't live there, but maybe they're on the bobsled team, and they'll come in for a week and get ready for their next competition in Canada. There was a lot of athletes who were not there, just the timing-wise. Since the summer games, there's a lot of athletes who are either contemplating retirement or they're just taking a break, or maybe they're going home to train instead of training at the training center. So there was a lot fewer athletes when I was there this time compared to when I was out there 2 years ago. As well as during the summer games, every 4 years they drain their pool that's there and they do all their maintenance. So all the swimmers obviously aren't there, or anybody in any swimming camps aren't there. So between the summer games and December 1st, there's no pool there.
And so I guess you're probably helping people prevent injuries and then also helping people with injuries recover?
Yes, both, just like we would do here. You know, it's easier to take care of the little things. So you might have somebody at practice who just has a little soreness in their wrist, and we'll do assessment and take care of it. There's also athletes there who are coming off of ACL surgery, having their knee surgery, or just their ongoing treatments for a shoulder issue that they've had for years. And they're going to continue to have it for years as long as they're competing at that level. So those treatments basically keep them into their game.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Gene Schmitz, rehab director and athletic trainer at the Pella Regional Health Center, about his time working with Olympic athletes. Are the Olympians good patients?
You know, they are. They're very thankful for the time that we're here, and they're used to having volunteers come through. So, you know, if I'm coming through with a cart with all my gear, I have a gold medalist opening up the door for me so I can get through without even me asking. So, you know, just like here, we have very gracious patients.
Do you ever recommend something? I'm presuming that some of them have regular people they work with. Do you ever provide, something new, something they maybe didn't think about, or is the treatment regime pretty much the same?
It might depend on the athlete. Some people are getting more of a maintenance-type program where they might be getting the same stretch over time. But they are certainly very, the sports medicine team, they're very open to new ideas. And if things aren't working, or if they're doing a couple techniques for a couple weeks and things aren't happening, they're certainly opening to new ideas. So we kind of collaborate at times, which is the same that we would do here, where, you know, if things aren't going as we would expect and people aren't following the typical textbook progression, we put our heads together and see, okay, what's plan B or what's plan C.
There's at least some implicit pressure, because with the wrong kind of treatment, or maybe not hitting something just right, it could be the difference between a gold medal and and nothing for the athlete, right?
I guess I never thought of it that way. But I guess we think of it, I mean, the same way here. If we don't do the right things, it's the difference between being able to go back to work next week or not being able to go back to work next week. So I guess there is that pressure, whether it's a competitive athlete. Obviously, if they're in the spotlight and they need to be ready for Monday. I guess that pressure is there.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the way you just put it. We've all got to be ready for Monday, don't we?
Yes.
I mean, it's all very important for all of us.
And part of it is, I mean, that's their job. I know a lot of times we have someone going through knee surgery, and people can comment on how well this person gets better or how fast they get better. Well, they have 8 hours a day to work on that, or 12 hours a day to work on getting their knee better. Whereas if it was you and I, we have time to get our knee better, but we still have to take care of our job or our families and things like that. So certainly those athletes can have that advantage, and this is their full-time job.
Is there a favorite kind of athlete you like to work with? I mean, a favorite kind of sport?
I really like the variety. So I guess, and you certainly see a lot of variety there when you see sports that you're not familiar with. And even talking to the shooting team, and I've shot for years, but when you're shooting in a competitive Olympic-style shooting, your posture is much different. So there's a lot to learn just talking to the coaches on how a person should stand and how they should present themselves, which helps us learn how to take care of them.
And so you have to learn, I guess, the body movement, what they call kinesiology, for a different sport, right?
Absolutely. Because if they need to hold themselves in a certain position, in such as shooting, it's a lot of static, hold myself still, very still, for hours at a time. It's very different than maybe a basketball player who's always on the move and jumping and bounding and landing. So, yeah, absolutely. The kinesiology, the biomechanics of the body makes a big difference.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Gene Schmitz, rehab director and athletic trainer at the Pella Regional Health Center, about his time working with Olympic athletes. Now, what kinds of athletes did you work with this time?
When I was there this time, the men's and women's wrestling team was there, Greco and freestyle, and the men's gymnastic team was there, so that was probably the bulk of it. Boxing was on a break while I was there, so we didn't see any boxers. But then there was a lot of more of the winter sports with, you know, bobsled and skeleton, where some of those athletes would kind of come in, get their treatments because they were getting prepared to leave for, I think they were going to Canada this weekend for a competition.
Who's the most famous athlete that we might know that you've worked with?
Well, we're not supposed to tell those names, so we keep that confidentiality, just like we would do here.
Well, that's interesting.
So we're asked to, you know, things like not take pictures without permission, or put on broadcasting that we're doing things that we're doing. But we do see a lot of famous people just training. I mean, talking about famous, and I can't name all their names, but the men's gymnastic team that we saw in Rio were there training. So it's kind of cool just to be at practice, and you're watching them in the parallel bars or on the high bar and things like that, and they'll go through exactly what we would see on TV, but then they just quit halfway through because it's time to work on something else. So some of those practices are pretty cool just to watch them, because the athleticism of what they can do is just amazing. And you're sitting there 5 feet away in a pile of chalk dust watching.
And why do you do it? Why do you volunteer to go?
Well, a couple of things. I mean, more of on my part, being able to see some different things and being part of that that Olympic movement, and part of it is just being able to serve and volunteer. You know, it's always a good feeling to be able to contribute, whether you're doing something locally or having the opportunity to go to the Olympic Training Center.
And so you watch the Olympics probably different than most of us, because you can think, oh, I helped that person. I wonder how their knee's doing or something.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some of the wrestling team that was still there, you know, some of those wrestlers were in Rio, and be able to see them on TV and remember some of those guys in practice, and as well as some of the staff. You don't really see them on TV so much, but every once in a while you can kind of catch them in the corner of the gym. So, yeah, it is a lot of fun to have that familiarity when you're watching them on TV.
It would be hard, though, when you're sitting at home with your family, not to say, oh, I worked with so-and-so, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But, I mean, I can certainly say, like, covering practice, it's not like we're working with injuries or anything. But, you know, we can say these are the guys that were in the gym when I was there, or these are the athletes that we saw. So I guess more of the confidentiality comes when we're working with those injuries, mm-hmm. You know, the confidentiality and privacy.
Have you met anybody that you think is personally inspiring, what they've been going through and what they've done, and or just as a person?
You know, when you're working with them, a lot of times they'll tell you the things that they're doing, as far as, you know, some of them do have jobs where they need to go to Shields and work the night shift because they obviously might not be getting everything funded, so they have to work that. Or they're nearing retirement and they're kind of contemplating, well, what am I going to do next? And I'm looking for some jobs and I'm applying here and applying there and kind of finding out, yeah, they're doing all this, we think, is cool stuff, but, you know, their family's back in Montana. And a lot of them are pretty young. I mean, I guess they're college-age kids, so some of them are kind of going through a lot of stuff. So it is interesting to talk to them and see all the stuff that they're going through and hear their story.
Well, when we look at them on TV, we just think they're at the top of the world and everything's great for them, but they're just like us in many ways.
In many ways they are, yeah. And then they're obviously, you know, putting in a lot of work to do that. It's interesting. It kind of made me think, while we were there, there is a Fort Carson Army base, which is nearby, and the military has a world-class athlete program. So some of the women wrestlers would come there to wrestle, and that's kind of their full-time job. They're in the Army. They're a soldier. They have to do boot camp and everything else, but their job is to wrestle. Well, the military offers a program, which I think started through legislation a few years ago, where if you're in the military and you can qualify for the Olympic team, you can try out and qualify for the Olympic team. So we're talking to their staff, and they've had people who, they work in finance for the military. That's their full-time job. But they also run the steeplechase on the side. They train on their own, and they qualify for the Olympic team. They are not full-time training. They are not there working 12 hours a day to do the steeplechase. Their job is to do finance. But after work, they train on their own. And they're that good. They make the Olympic team. So it's amazing when you hear some of those stories, too, where just the skill level of some of those people.
Now, do you learn anything there that you bring back here to your practice at Pella Regional?
Yes, and a lot of it is, I think, kind of off the schedule, and we have a break in time, and I can stop and talk to the shooting coach or the archery coach, and they'll give us the spiel on the biomechanics of some of those sports. So there is a lot to learn on that, where, you know, we can certainly go to a class or read, but when you're talking to the coach and he's there teaching everybody else, you know, we learn a lot of that stuff, and again, we can bring that back to the group here on some of those things.
So you might talk with the other staff here and say, oh, I learned this from the shooting coach.
We'll schedule some time and we'll go through and we'll, which we do frequently, somebody learns something, we bring back that knowledge and share it with the group and kind of discuss and go through it and set up some lab time and kind of have our own classes here.
Do you plan on doing this in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I just got back, but I'm sure there'll be other opportunities, or, you know, competitions are always fun, whether it's a local tournament or different games. So, it'll be something in the future to continue.
And I'm guessing that our local athletes are going to benefit from what you learn there.
Absolutely. Just some of the techniques that we see or some of the biomechanics, and I can share that with the group here. So the whole, you know, our whole rehab team here will benefit that, which obviously benefits our local athletes and our local patients that we're taking care of.
Thanks to Gene Schmitz for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.